Well, let's turn now from healthcare to another major policy issue that's coming up, well, after they get healthcare done, if they get it done. That's the climate change debate. Can you guess what this is, folks? I didn't know what it was either at first. That's the sound of ice breaking in the Arctic Circle. Today, representatives of 17 countries meet in Washington, D.C. for a major forum on energy and climate. The countries that are meeting are some of the world's biggest polluters. The forum is one of a group of meetings leading up to the Copenhagen Conference in December. That Copenhagen Conference is slated to create a new global policy to replace the Kyoto Protocol after it expires in 2012, and which, of course, the United States did not sign on to. I'm here now with David Biello, Associate Editor for Scientific American. David, another meeting of international climate groups, and people kind of glaze over a little bit, but it's a little more important than it sounds because they're looking to the U.S. for leadership here.
That's correct. And as you noted, healthcare is kind of eating up all the air in the room, but climate change is kind of the ball that's rolling right behind healthcare. And President Obama has said on the campaign trail that this is a top priority for him, and he will have the chance to negotiate with his fellow big polluters on Tuesday here in New York.
Well, the 17-nation forum on energy and climate has to be a little bit discouraged. You know, when climate change passed the House, albeit narrowly, everybody was very encouraged, and they may get it done this fall in the Senate. And a lot of people are saying probably not. There's got to be some discouraging signs.
Yes, it's a little unclear whether they can get through health care, you know, financial reform, and then get to climate change, all of which are obviously very hot topics.
So what does that mean if you're an international leader? You're from France, you're from Germany and Italy, Japan, countries that are on board with international agreements on climate change, and you're looking to this president who's not delivering for one reason or another. What's in their minds?
Well, it's not all terrible news, because basically you've got this new club, which was actually partially started by our old friend President Bush, of the world's biggest polluters. And what might surprise you is that the biggest polluters in the world, China and the U.S., obvious, Indonesia and Brazil round out that list. All four of those countries will be at this meeting. If the four of them get together and come up with any kind of a deal, a side deal, just a statement of principle, that's a big step forward on climate change.
Looking forward to a possible international agreement on climate change. David Biello, Associate Editor for Scientific America, thanks for joining us.